Amen. Good song service this morning. Amen. Good to be in the house of the Lord. A great day in the Lord He's blessed us with. I'm going to preach in a few minutes. Title of the message is, What Has God Ever Done For Me? So y'all be thinking on that, but I want to promote something a little bit stronger. I think Mark, he makes announcements. He don't always get as excited as I do, but you know, everybody's different. He talked about Wednesday night. This is May the 8th. We're going to meet down in the fellowship hall. 6 o'clock, we're going to have dinner. Amen. Something a little bit different. How many of you had a Wednesday night dinner before the service? Woo! We're going to set a precedent at New Salem Baptist Church. You know, something brand new. We're going to have dinner. Going to meet at 6 o'clock. And we're going to have dinner and going to go through to 7. If you can't be here at 6, come when you can. 7 o'clock, we're going to begin a worship service. And that's kind of undetermined yet whether what part we're going to do. I'd like to sing a couple of songs, and I want us to keep our church group down with the youth that night. I want you to see what's going on down there. If you hadn't experienced it, I want you to see what's going on down there. Teaching, preaching the Word of God, Jesus Christ, Savior for the world. And I'm excited about that. And then we're going to go out and play with fire. Japanese candles, have I got that right? How many of you ever saw a Japanese candle? Lantern, okay, Japanese lantern. I'll get it right. Well, here's one or two that saw one. Amen. So we're all going to experience something new. This will be after the service. We're going to have dinner. Then we're going to have our service. Then we're going to sing maybe a little bit. And then we're going to go out and play with fire just a little bit, you know, and do something different on Wednesday night. If you hadn't planned to come already, make plans, all right? I had mentioned earlier it's going to be spaghetti salad and bread dinner. And I was told that we don't meet without dessert. I was told that pretty plain. Said New Salem Baptist Church does not meet and eat without dessert. So if you want something sweet, you bring it. You cook something, bring it. Don't bring any nuts here. We don't want them here. But anyway, we've got that going on, and I want to take just a few minutes this morning. Now, y'all hearing the news, hearing it, some of you for the first time, that we had 7 young people saved Wednesday night down in our youth meeting. And I want to say this about our youth meeting that's going on down there. I don't believe there's anybody down there that did it for their credit. I don't believe that. But I'm going to make a little recognition. I'm not going to call their names, but I want to tell you how much that I and this church appreciates, from the directors to the teachers to the assistants to the ones that to drive the buses and to anybody. If you've ever even took a bag of Kool-Aid down there or a cookie, you had part in the salvation of these young people. We got a movement going on. Amen. Got something fired up. I'm excited about it, aren't y'all? And it just thrills my heart to see them. You go down there, and not only are they excited about it and faithful about it, but I'm telling you, they're persistent. You know, that's what it's about. Don't give up. And I am so glad to see our youth group reviving, restoring, and gaining strength down there. And I appreciate the job that's going on down there. You might be sitting here and you think, well, I just drive the bus. If you hadn't got them here, they wouldn't have got saved. Everybody's important. So if you hadn't prayed for them, hadn't told them thank you, you might ought to take time today. I've got time for this. Brother Tom was worried about singing. I was having a good time. And I'm going to preach what the Lord's saying. I don't care what time it is. I don't have a watch. I do have one. I just don't wear it because, see, that might hinder what I want to say. And I want to start off like this. Jesse Skiles, saved by the grace of God. Amen. Delaney Davis, saved by the grace of God. Amen. Listen to this. Rebecca Hollingsworth, saved by the grace of God. Amen. Amen. Haley Turner, saved by the grace of God. Sydney Newton, saved by the grace of God. Bailey Davis, saved by the grace of God. Jackson McBriar, saved by the grace of God. Amen. Roll call this morning. Now I've got them on this little list of paper. I've got on one little sheet of paper right there, but I'm going to tell you more important than that, they went on the Lamb's Book of Life. Forever. Saved them from hell. Now that's important, isn't it? Isn't that important? Isn't that what we're supposed to be about this morning? Amen. Soul saved. I got to thinking about these young people, and I just had a blessing all week. I'm going to tell you a little preview. It hadn't happened yet, but I believe it'll be approved. And if it's approved of the church, we're going to have baptizing here tonight. And if you've never saw a preview of the death, burial, and resurrection, come on out tonight. I'll show you a preview. I'm going to bury them and I'm going to raise them up. Amen. Baptize them into the body of Christ. And I've already had one young man ask me about it, and I'm excited about that. He'll come forward just in a little bit. Like I said, I want to talk to you a little bit. I guess titled this message is, "What Has God Ever Done For Me?" You know, there's so many times we get caught up in the things of the world. We get caught up in personal things that we don't realize truly what God has really done for us in all of our life. You know, we think about the thing. You know, He hadn't made everybody wealthy. He hadn't made everybody healthy. He hadn't made everybody wise. But He's done so many other things that we get concentrated on three or four little things. Say, God's never healed me. God's never made me rich. God's never made done this, never done that. But there's so many things that God has done for the whole world. I'm talking about every individual that's ever caught breath in this life. God has done something for them. If you're sitting there tonight, today, and you're thinking, well, what has God ever done for me? Let me run through a few things that God has done for you. If you look over in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, you don't have to turn there. It said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And so that's something done for all creation. Every young child that's ever caught breath, ever been born, I'm telling you, God created this heaven and earth. For. And I got thinking about the things that important. Did anybody enjoy yesterday? Boy, that's weak. When I call from the pulpit, I want to answer. Amen. Did anybody enjoy yesterday? Do you believe God made that day just for you? For you as an individual. Now, I know the whole world enjoyed it, but I went out yesterday morning. I said, I thank you, God, for making this day for me. Amen. And He did. He made it just for me. He made it just for you. And we can all claim that thing that God's done. And I got thinking about the beauty. I looked around yesterday and the flowers blooming, the birds singing, the leaves starting to come out. And I thought, what a great, wonderful world. How can anybody look at this thing and not know that God created it? How could they think that this just happened? You know, God created each and everything here. And I got thinking about how much God loved us. Just in a church service, I could go through and take a poll this morning. Some of you like it hot, some of you like it cold. Amen. Debbie, say amen. Some like it hot and some like it cold. And I got thinking about how much God loved each of us as individuals. He gave you four seasons, right? Four seasons, spring and summer and fall and winter. So if you like it hot, you get it. You like it cold, you get it. You like it in between, God made it for you. And I get thinking about how special we are in the eyes of God that He would divide the time into four seasons so everybody could have something they wanted. God has done something for you whether you know it or not. One of the most important things that I could touch on, and I'm going to touch on a few this morning, if you was in a hurry, when you got here, get over it. It's St. John chapter 3, verse 16. What has God ever done for me? You think about it. He created the heaven and the earth. Now, I didn't mention too much about heaven, but that's that place that I don't have words to describe real well. I can read what God says and get excited, but it's going to be better than that. You know, He created a place for us to live this day and time and a place for us to live forever in the heaven. And so God has done something for us. John 3:16, for God so loved the world. Amen. And so if you've never been loved by anyone else or anything else, God loves you this morning. You're talking about what has God ever done for me? He loved you. He still does. He loves you each and every minute of each and every day of every month and every year that you've existed on this earth. God has loved you. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Now, if we didn't catch anything else today, I'm telling you the greatest gift that you've ever got from God was that Son named Jesus. For without that, you'd still be in your sins. You'd be on your way to hell this morning. But through that love and through that Son, we have forgiveness of sin. It's very plain. It said that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Now I ask yourself, what has God done for me? Given us eternal life. Given us eternal life through His Son, Jesus Christ. It says, whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So if you've kind of been a little bit wondering about what God has done for me, you know, He hadn't made you rich, or He hadn't made you healthy, or He hadn't made you beautiful. You know, we're not all beautiful. We're not all rich. We're not all well. But there's so many other things that we need to count on that God has done for us. God is a great God that has done so many things. Turn with me to the book of St. John, if you will. St. John chapter 12. I want to share a few verses of Scripture with you. And what has God ever done for me? Created a beautiful place for me to exist until I receive the promise of the beautiful heaven that I'm going to have. Gave His Son on the cross of Calvary for my sins. For your sins. Everybody could stand up, raise their hand, and say, God did that for me. God did that for me. I want you to understand, God does things for us. And sometimes we get so confused about things of the world, we don't recognize what He's doing in our life. St. John chapter 12 and verse 20. St. John chapter 12 and verse 20. And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same came therefore to Philip, which was at Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus. Then Philip cometh and telleth Andrew, and again Andrew and Philip tell Jesus. Here's a thing that God has given to every individual that's ever been born and came to the age of accountability. They have a desire to see Jesus. You see these folks come down. They said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feet, and they had a desire to see Jesus. We would see Jesus. And I got thinking about that special gift of God that He instills in each and every soul that's ever born and ever breathed, that we've got a desire for a Savior. Amen. Because we in ourselves are not sufficient, and we know we need God's help. It's going to come through the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And through that, we have that desire that we would see Jesus, that we would have Him come into our life and be our Savior, be our Lord, be our guide, be our counselor, and so many things. And here's what God has given you. He's given you a desire to see Jesus. People that don't get saved will have to reject Him. Amen. At one time in their life, they're going to have to reject God's plan of salvation through Jesus Christ, because God put it in everybody's heart that they need a Savior. These Greeks came down, they said, we would see Jesus. And they had that desire. Now, we'll get over to it just in a few minutes, but over a little bit farther, it said in verse 32, and I, if I be lifted up from earth, will draw all men unto me. And so that drawing power of God is a gift to you this morning. You say, what's God ever done for me? He put a desire to see Jesus. He put a desire for salvation in your heart. He put a desire to live godly and follow Him. Jesus, the drawing power, He was lifted up. He hung on the cross between the earth and heaven. And I'm telling you, by according to that, everybody has a draw of God and a power. Thank God. Wouldn't be no use me trying too hard if God didn't instill you to move there. These young people that were saved Wednesday night, if God hadn't moved down there, they wouldn't have got saved. But God has that drawing power. What has God ever done for me? Back in verse 23, and Jesus answered them, saying, the hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. And he that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto eternal life. And so God gives us a choice to make. Now, this is a blessing when you get a choice. You ever been to in a situation you didn't get a choice? You ever went through a lunch line and they said, well, we got turnip greens, and turnip greens, take your choice. Amen. Some of us, that wouldn't be a bad thing. But to others, you know, they might fuzz up or say, we got roasted pig ears, you know, and you don't have no choice. You're going to eat this, and now there's no choice. Now, I'm going to tell you that God loves you enough, He gives you a choice. Amen. When you go through that serving line, you've got a choice of what you choose. He said you can choose this life and love it, or you can choose to hate this life and gain eternal life. And so you get a choice from God. I'm preaching about what God has done for you, what God has done for me. We get a choice. Praise the Lord. I just hate to get boxed in and not get a choice. They said, no, you're going to take it my way. You ain't going to get it. God said, I'm going to give you a choice. Now, you just think about that. So many times at work. Snooki, you get a choice whether you're going to go off on a trip or not. Don't get a choice, dude, because they don't love you like God does. Melvin, you get a choice down at work about delivering gas? No, no, you got to do it, right? There's no choice in that. But you're not loved down there as much as God loves you. And the illustration goes that God gives us a choice of what we do and how we contend. And He gives us a choice. We can love this life and lose it, or we can hate this life and gain everlasting life. And we've got a choice. Verse 26, if any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servants be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. And so you've got honor from God if you're following and serving Jesus Christ. You've got honor of God. Now, can you think about God giving you as an individual honor? You know, we honor God, we praise God, but it's coming both ways. And I read this last night, got so excited about, you know, if I'm in the right step with God and I'm following Jesus and I'm serving Jesus, God honors me. And the same with you, that you're honored by God if you're serving and following Jesus Christ. Now, how many of you got up this morning and thought, well, God's honored me today? You know, we have these special occasions. We'll set somebody up and we'll honor them for the work, or we'll honor them for the things they've done in this life. And it's always a special thing, you know. We set them up and we honor them for what they've done. And I got thinking about what God has done for us and given us honor because we follow Jesus. Do you feel honored by God? You should. If you're in step, if you're in time, if you're serving, if you're following, then God honors you. What has God ever done for me? You know, that'd be enough. I could stop right there, couldn't I? I could just quit off anytime and think, well, God's done a lot of things for me that I didn't really think about. I didn't really contend and think about what He'd done. In verse 27, now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I unto this hour. And God gives us a Savior. In verse 28, Father, glorify thy name. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and I will glorify it again. The people therefore that stood by and heard it said that it thundered. Others said an angel spake to him. And so you see the misinterpretation. Some thought it thundered. Some thought an angel spoke. They didn't recognize the voice of God. Now, if there's one great gift we have through the Holy Spirit is we can recognize the voice of God. Amen. You're not going to be, if you're in step and in time with Him, because of this Holy Spirit revealing to us who it is speaking to you, you can understand and know God's voice. I'm telling you, some of them that stood there knew it was God. Some of them, I believe, knew God spoke, and then some of them didn't. And so we have a gift of the Holy Spirit that we know when God speaks. You ever heard something that just didn't sound quite right? Understand, God's not the author of confusion. So they're going to justify this thing. Verse 30, Jesus answered and said, this voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. For your sake. Now you may have come in here this morning and think, well, what's God ever done for me? I'm telling you, it's for your sake that he spoke. It's for your sake that He spoke for Jesus. For you as an individual. Now, I'm preaching to this whole congregation, but God can settle her down to one person. He said, I did that for you. I let you hear that voice, that Holy Spirit speaking to you as an individual, telling you about my son, telling about the glory that I gave him, about the power that I gave him for forgiveness of sin. And God speaks to that Holy Spirit. I pray that you hear God's voice here this morning, that He's speaking to you through that Holy Spirit. You might say, is it going to be audible? It can be. Amen. If God chooses, it could be. He may put it in your mind. He may put it in your heart. However He puts it there by the Holy Spirit. I hope you hear God this morning speak to you and reveal to you the things that he does and takes care of you and provides for you that you never recognize. So many of us look for wealth and health and wise that we don't realize the little things that God does, our great big thing God does every day. Verse 31, now is the judgment of this world, now shall the prince of this world be cast out. In verse 32, and I, if I be lifted up from earth, will draw all men unto me. I go quite often and read this as a pastor. I claim it for one of my steady, strong verses that I like to quote to myself, because when it seems like I don't make the mark, or if I'm failing or don't seem like anybody's attracted, I begin to understand that that drawing power is there. Regardless of what I do, Jesus has already drawn them. If they don't ever hear me preach, Jesus has already drawn them. Amen. He's already dealing with hearts right here today. He's already drawing you to the Savior. I want you to ask yourself, what's God ever done for me? If you can't answer and say he saved my soul, God will do that today. If you say, what's God ever done for me? And you can't say, save my soul from hell, forgiving my sins by the blood of Jesus Christ, you can hear today. Ask yourself the question, what's God ever done for me? That's the most important thing you could do here today. There's a lot of things going on, but I'm going to tell you the most important is acquiring that eternal life to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let's have a verse of a song. God's going to give an altar call. I'm not. God is. God's going to give an altar call. And he's going to invite you to come down and seek Jesus. You've already got the desire in your heart. I don't have to put that there. That don't have to be brought out anymore, because the Lord Jesus Christ said, and I, if I be lifted up between the heaven and earth, shall draw all men unto me. So there's a drawing presence of God in this church right now. It's going to be here. When it was here when we came in, it's going to be here when we leave. Amen. So God's dealing. God's drawing. He's asking you to come forward. If you can't answer, what has God ever done for me? He saved my soul. Amen. He brought me to Jesus Christ. What a fine morning it would be to have somebody come down here and confess their sins and receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I told you there were seven saved downstairs. There could be seven saved up here this morning. You're not going to overrun us. Amen. Everybody stand. Everybody stand. If God's moving, if God's dealing with you, you need to be moving. Come on down. Come on down. Let's get that settled today. What's God ever done for me? Get it settled this morning. He's drawed you, he's loved you, and he will save your soul. Sing a verse, Brother Tom. Salem Baptist Church. We receive members by letter, forthcoming letter of baptism in certain circumstances, but statement. If God's directed you to be part of this church, why have you held out? You know, I wonder so many times. You know, we'll struggle and we'll hold out and we'll fight against it, and it's all for the good. It's all for the blessing. So if you're ready to join the church, you come on down here. Hey! Amen! Turn around right there in front of them. Tell them what happened to you Wednesday night. Amen. Jesse told me, he said, I thought I'd been saved before, but said I knew I wasn't. And so he's made that thing right. Amen. That's just part of the fruits of the labor. I've already got the water running the baptistry, so you need to approve him or you're going to pay the water bill. Now, we laugh about that, but, you know, I just took the privilege to go ahead and run it. And I'd hate to drain it out and waste it. So, do I hear a moving second to accept him as a candidate for baptism to become part of this church? There's about 19 moves in one or two seconds. All right, everybody in favor, raise your hand. Amen. Amen. I'm proud of this young man. So, tonight we're going to have a baptizing. Going to have a baptizing tonight when service is, end of service or something. So, anybody else, any of these young people, other young people want to get baptized tonight, tell them come on down. We'll be ready. Got the water run. Amen. Got the heater on. Still working, too. That's amazing, ain't it? So, any word, anything before we dismiss? We didn't sing any more verses much, did we? But we're all right. Any word or anything before we dismiss? Anybody got something to say? Amen. And one of them might be your grandson, right?